A word for you from Psalm 112, verses 6 and 7. For the righteous will never be moved. He will be remembered forever. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. What a blessing this is. And it flows from all the blessings that are found in the Lord, because in verse 1 it says, "Blessed is the man who fears the Lord and who greatly delights in his commandments." These blessings come from the one who is feared and trusted and loved, and that person loves to obey his law. Remember, as we said last time, the law reveals to us what God is like. It's his nature. It's his character. If it says in the first law, "Thou shalt love," well, that is what God is like. He loves. He is the epitome. He is the personalization. He is love, the Bible says. And so it is with all the other laws as well. But it is also the schoolmaster pointing us to Jesus Christ the Savior, for it reveals who we are, our character, that we desperately need a Redeemer. Now, for that person who fears the Lord and delights in his law, he is also not moved by every circumstance. He's not a piece of paper blown around by every gust of wind in every direction. Instead, he is fixed. It says it in this way, the righteous will never be moved. Of course, he is flexible and pliable in the hands of the Lord. It's not that he doesn't feel moved at the distress of others, but it means that he is fixed in the Lord. He'll be never moved from him. And then this wonderful blessing, he is not afraid of bad news. People live in fear of bad news. And in these modern times, they fear the bad news will come via the cell phone. And so if there's an SMS from one of their children, or if there is something that has happened and they are terrified that the next message will be a death or some terrible disease or whatever it is, they live in fear. And of course, people who live in fear seek a remedy in the wrong place. They often seek it in the occult, or they seek it through crying and being terrorized by this fear and crying to God, but in the wrong way, not fearing and loving him, but instead their terror is of bad news. But the one who loves God, who fears him in the right way, he lives a solid life. His heart is fixed in the Lord, grounded, rooted in Jesus Christ, and therefore he is not afraid of bad news.